A few weeks ago, we had an unprecedented announcement on the Archers.
And that's where we leave Ambridge, as it was before coronavirus. Until we're able to return something a bit different. Treats from the Ambridge archive over the last 20 years. And what better way to start...
The foundations for that series began 70 years ago this week with a pilot series aired just in the Midlands on the BBC Home Service.
I wasn't very happy about the kind of programmes I was doing on farming. I was the farming producer. I felt that the only people who could understand them were the people who knew anyway. And the people who ought to be hearing about this couldn't understand, they were too technical.
What was it you wanted, my love?
And he thought it would be a good idea if he called a conference in Birmingham of all farming folk from all over the region, which he did. Pretty high-powered conference, and at the end of it, in fact, it broke up the conference with the laughter of it. So this farmer from Lincolnshire, a man called Henry Burt, said, what we need is a farming Dick Barton.
Well, in a manner of speaking, are.
What he had in mind, of course, was that the dangers and the risks in farming were just as great as the cliffhangers of Dick Barton.
That pilot was well received, and the Archers proper began 6 months later across the UK. Coventry got commercial radio this week 40 years ago. It began with Ian Rufus borrowing the phrase Dickie Attenborough had used in launching Capital 7 years before.
For the very first time, good morning from Mercia Sound.
Mercia, two all.
I'm sort of making this announcement. For the very first time in Coventry and Warwickshire, Mercia Sound. I thought, nobody speaks like that on the radio anymore. But it seemed absolutely right at the time. And we got a lot of feedback. And then we came to the first Jigra, as it then was. And the results came in.
Mercia News, this is Mike Henfield. A new row over Warwickshire mining plans.
And John Bradford called me into his office and I thought, oh dear, this is going to be bad news. And he said, have a guess what the weekly reach is. I said, I don't know, 25%, 30%? Which would have been great, I mean, in those days. He said, 54% weekly reach.
Yes, this is it. This is Mercia Sound, your own local radio station, and you're welcome to it. Dan Hartman. Kicking off Mercia Sound.
Ian Rufus reflecting on the launch of Mercia Sound in Coventry this week in 1980. 15 years ago this week, Jazz FM closed in London, ready to become Smooth.
Covent Garden,
Hyde Park,
Waterloo,
Westminster,
Tower Hill,
Pimlico,
Finchley,
London Bridge,
London,
Highgate,
Middlesbrough,
Ealing,
Hammersmith,
Richmond,
Wimbledon,
Brixton,
Smooth prepared to take the place of Jazz in London this week in 2005, but of course the Jazz brand was to return, and it's recently celebrated its 30th anniversary. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show remains one of the top offices of state in UK radio, and this week in 1988, Simon Mayo was installed.
Climby Fisher, and this is me. It's taken me 5 weeks to get used to waking up early. That's what I've been doing all this time. 7:08. You may well have read that there is going to be a team looking after you, getting you up for breakfast every morning. I'll introduce you to the various members of the team as they crop up. The first one is here. Her name is Carol Dooley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Taking care of the travel and weather. Where do you come from?
That's right. I come from the Emerald Isle. Kilkenny, actually.
And your life history in 10 seconds.
My life history in 10
seconds. I mean,
looking
back on it now, I think that it was the most underproduced, under-researched breakfast show Radio 1 can ever have launched. I think because there'd been a management split over this, when I went on air, there'd been no promotion at all. So the only jingles and the only promos were the ones that I'd made myself. It was, you know, it was all right. Johnny had decided that he wanted the Zoo format. And I was happy to go with that. I was happy to do the gig, you know. So we started the show. So it was Rod, me and Carol. And it was clear that Carol wasn't, you know, exactly who they wanted. And so they, you know, they started making changes. And then Sybil Roscoe and then Diane Oxbury. May she rest in peace. And Jackie Brambles, all came, they're all part of that kind of breakfast vibe. But it was head spinning times because the Radio 1 Breakfast Show was still the biggest show in Europe.
Simon Mayo reflecting on Radio 1 Breakfast, which he began 32 years ago. Few programmes credit their creator decades later. Desert Island Discs does. He was Roy Plumley, and he died this week 35 years ago.
It was a cold November night in 1941. I was living in Diggs in a Hertfordshire village. My coal fire had gone out. I was already in my pyjamas. What I needed was an idea strong enough for a series of six programmes. I was just about to get into bed, and then I had the inspiration. Normally, I'd have been inclined to leave it to the morning, by which time I'd probably forgotten about it. But I felt impelled to go straight to my typewriter.
Roy Plumley. Now, ever recorded a great opening to your show, only then to play out the wrong version?
And that's the news at 2:05.
Tony Blackburn.
And hello there. I hope that you're having a really lovely bank holiday weekend, and welcome to listeners on VHF who have just joined us here on Radio 1 for the Top 40 and for the rest of the evening, I hope. You can hear the nation's top chart show right now in Super Stereo.
Tony Blackburn.
And hello there. I hope that you're having a really lovely bank holiday, and welcome to listeners on VHF who have just joined us here on Radio 1. 32 last week, this week, number 40, new music, This World of Water. I do apologise for the start of the programme. It sounded as though the programme was taped or something, didn't it? And I do assure you I'm here live in the studio, and to prove it, the weather is slightly dull. It was just a slight technical problem we had at the start, which I hope won't last for the next 2 hours. These things happen now and then. Most embarrassing.
That awful feeling in the pit of your stomach when it's too late to do anything about it. And the first take sounded okay anyway, didn't it? So, with Katie Hopkins leaving LBC 3 years ago...
I judge people on their actions.
Silk FM launched in Macclesfield 22 years ago.
Silk FM will start a full programme service from Bank Holiday Monday, the 25th of May.
Allegations of the sexed up dossier 17 years ago.
Downing Street, our source says, ordered a week before publication, ordered it to be sexed up, to be made more exciting.
Screaming Lord Such setting up his own pirate radio station 56 years ago.
If you'd like a request on Radio Such, then write to Radio Such, King's Agency, number 7, Denmark Street, London, WC2. And here we go now with a gay little girl, she's only 15, a great little cutie, and it's Millie with the Mad Boy Lollipop.
Laser 558, launching 36 years ago.
And that's what's happening. I'm David Lee Stone, and now more hit music with Mr. Rick Harris on Laser 558, where you're never more than a minute away from music.
And Dave Lee Travis, 75 this week.
Quack, quack, oops.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.